Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM and WSGN. I'm Tanya Ott. So we've closed out 1 year. We're starting another. Seems like a good time to reflect on the big regional news of 2012 with regular guest Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So looking back, what do you think were the most significant stories for Birmingham in 2012?
Wow. In the grand scheme of news years, I guess 2012 was a little bit more subdued than some we've seen in the past. The year after the great tornadoes and after the largest municipal bankruptcy in American history, I guess you would have to say really Jefferson County's starting to get its fiscal self in order, I guess, would be the news, whether that means layoffs, whether that means closings, whether that means just finally getting a handle on where it's going. I would say that probably tops the list.
So we did see both of those last year. We did see some layoffs. We did see some closures, including a story that's lingering right now with Cooper Green Mercy Hospital.
Right. Just this week, closed the emergency room and started diverting serious emergencies to other hospitals, taking jail patients elsewhere. A little bit of protest, not as much as you would think, but moving forward, that's sort of the order of the year, I think.
The hospital closed its emergency room and inpatient services on Monday. And as you say, there was a little bit of protest. Community activist Frank Matthews attempted to organize an event outside, and about eight people showed up.
Right, which is just a sign that this is done and it's moving forward. And it may not be the most palatable thing for people to do, but desperate times call for real change.
So I would say another big story from 2012 that involved some protest as well was the situation with the Birmingham School Board and takeover by the state and the attempt to fire Superintendent Witherspoon.
Clearly, that would be one of the bigger ones. Of course, you had the controversy surrounding the president of the board who was forced out after it was determined that he didn't live in the city of Birmingham. But again, it's one of those situations where there was much flare and fury and really kind of eased out of the public consciousness because it really, I believe, started heading in a better direction.
Well, and right now it does appear to be fairly stable with Birmingham City Schools.
So it appears. Give it time. It is a healthier environment in some ways down there right now. There are those who argue that point, however.
Looking forward to 2013, you wrote a column this week where you talk about your predictions. And one of the predictions that you had was that it will not be a settled time for the Birmingham City Council because of one major replacement on that council.
Well, and that is a prediction again. And I'm not Nostradamus. But there are a lot of people who believe that Carol Smitherman's seat on the council would be filled by Sheila Tyson, a community activist who has also been involved in protests at Cooper Green and elsewhere, and is a volatile sort. There are those who say that just can't happen, and there are other candidates, known and unknown, and a lot can happen. But there are people who believe she's the front runner, and that would certainly be interesting.
Of course, Carol Smitherman leaving the council after she won elected office.
To a judgeship.
When does that decision get made and by whom? Who decides who fills that position?
It's made by the council itself, and it will be made as soon as she leaves or takes the oath of office for her judgeship, which is this month. And so it should be made within a couple of weeks, I'm told, of that event. So it is imminent.
One of the other things that's quite interesting, I think, to watch in 2013 will be what happens with the investigation of Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard. Remind us what's going on there.
Well, it's been reported and understood that the Alabama Attorney General's office is investigating Hubbard because when he was party chairman of the Republican Party, he gave a contract to a Florida company, and that Florida company in turn turned around and used a company he partly owns for some work, and there's questions of whether he profited personally from that and whether it was appropriate. I personally think this investigation will extend beyond him to Republican and Democratic representatives and possibly the use of, we used to see in the old days the federal government the way they used the grand jury system for investigations, and some of their workers are down there now at the Attorney General's office, and I think this is their first test.
So you anticipate this is going to be broader reaching. Is this going to be something that you think, really shakes the GOP or the Democrats in
the
state?
Well, it's clearly going to shake the GOP right now because of the divisions that have been between the current party chairman and Hubbard. But yes, I mean, I think it has the potential. If Luther Strange really does what he says in his commercials and shake up Montgomery, this could be the biggest thing we've seen since the two-year college scandal.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward. I guess that's not exactly the right terminology to that one. We'll be watching that one. Another
looking
one,
ahead.
Of course, looking ahead. Another story I think we can pretty much bank on, water rates raising. Rising.
Yeah, not a prediction, but a promise.
Yeah.
Happens every year. Will happen every year. It's why they maintain a good bond rating, even though it doesn't always look like they should.
Okay. So lots of things to watch in the year ahead. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John Archibald's column appears Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays in the Birmingham News, and it's online at AL.com all the time. John appears here on Morning Edition each Thursday.